理课堂听 class.com。
Just then, to Macbeth's horror, the ghost of Banquo appeared. The ghost walked over and sat down in the chair which Macbeth was about to sit, staring at him. Macbeth was a brave man, but the sight of the horrible-looking ghost made his face turn white. He could not speak, he was so afraid. Of course, no one else in the room saw anything of the ghost. They watched Macbeth gazing upon an empty chair, trying to talk to the air, asking it questions, took it for a fit of wildness of his mind. Finally, the queen ran over and grabbed her husband.
"Be quiet,"
she whispered angrily.
"You are only seeing things. You saw a knife in the air once, when you killed the king. Stop talking, or everyone will find out what we did."
Then the queen spoke to the guests.
"I am sorry, my lords and ladies. Your king is ill. It is not serious, but you must leave now."
Everyone soon left, wondering what was going on. Since Macbeth and his wife had become king and queen, they both saw and heard awful things. They had terrible dreams. Their biggest fear was that Fleance, Banquo's son, would return. They wanted to kill him, but they did not know where he was. They still had no children. If Fleance returned, he might kill them and become king of Scotland. They were always unhappy and afraid. One day, Macbeth decided to go and talk to the witches. They had told the future. Now, Macbeth wanted to know what would happen next. Macbeth searched for the witches' home. Finally, he found them living in a dark cave. The witches could see the future, so of course they knew he was coming. When Macbeth arrived, the witches were preparing awful potions in a large pot. They used these potions to discover the future. The potion had many strange and interesting ingredients: dog's tongues, dragon's skin, and the finger of a dead child were only some. The witches boiled this potion in a large pot. When it became too hot, they poured the blood of a monkey on it. Then they added the blood of a pig that had eaten her babies. They used all these horrible things to make spirits appear. These spirits would then answer their questions about the future. Macbeth asked the witches for their help in learning his future.
"Do you want us to show you the spirits of the air?"
they asked him. Macbeth was not afraid of the spirits, whatever they were. "Where are they? Let me see them," he said. Then the witches called the spirits. There were three of them. The first spirit appeared. It looked like a large, ugly head with no body.
"King Macbeth,"
it said,
"you must watch out for Macduff, the Lord of Fife."
Macbeth thanked the spirit. The Lord of Fife was a man named Macduff. Macbeth disliked Macduff because he was powerful. Then the second spirit came. It looked like a child with blood running down its body.
"King Macbeth, do not fear,"
it cried.
"You may laugh at all men. No man who is born from a woman's body can hurt you. Be strong, firm, and cruel."
"Then I will let you live, Macduff," cried Macbeth. "Why should I be afraid of you? But no, I must be certain that you can't hurt me. So I will kill you anyway to stop my fears." Then the third spirit appeared. It also looked like a child, but with a crown. In one hand, the spirit held a small tree.
"King Macbeth, do not be afraid of anything. You will never be beaten until the trees in the woods stand up and fight you."
"This is wonderful news," cried Macbeth. "For who can make the trees move? So I will live a normal life and not be killed. But spirits, I must know one more thing. Tell me if you can. Will Banquo's son ever rule this country?" Then Macbeth heard music in the air. Then eight men, who looked like ghosts, passed him. The last man was Banquo. Banquo, who was covered in blood, had a mirror in his hand. In this mirror, Macbeth saw the image of many more men, all walking. Banquo smiled horribly and pointed to the mirror. Then Macbeth understood that Banquo's son and his descendants would someday rule in Scotland. It didn't matter what Macbeth did. The witches made the spirits disappear. They bowed to Macbeth and disappeared. From this time on, all Macbeth's thoughts were dark and terrible. When Macbeth left the witches, he heard that Macduff had run away to England. Macbeth was frightened to learn that a great army was growing there. It was led by Malcolm, one of dead King Duncan's sons. The English army was planning to attack Scotland for the purpose of destroying Macbeth. Malcolm wanted to be king of Scotland. Macbeth was terribly angry. He went to Macduff's castle and killed Macduff's wife and children. He also killed anyone he knew to be friends with Macduff. These horrible acts made Macbeth's people hate and fear him. Most people ran away to England to join Malcolm and Macduff. The English army was strong and large, and it was quite close to Scotland now. Everyone wanted to see Macbeth dead and gone. All believed he was an evil king. Macbeth often thought of King Duncan, whom he had killed. He felt very jealous of the dead king, whom everyone had loved and honored. During this dark time, Macbeth's wife, the queen, went crazy. The knowledge that everyone hated her and Macbeth was hard for her. She felt guilty for the things she'd done. She often saw and heard things that weren't there. One night, she woke up to find blood on her hands. She tried to remove it, but it would not disappear.
"Out, damn spot! Out, I say!"
she screamed. A few minutes after this, the evil queen killed herself. So Macbeth had no friend to talk to, and no one to help him make plans. He wished to die, but he was afraid to. But when he learned that Malcolm's army was coming, he found some of his old courage. "I will die fighting," he said. But also Macbeth remembered the words of the witch's third spirit. "No one can hurt me. They said so," said Macbeth. "I will be king of Scotland until the trees stand up and fight against me." Macbeth locked himself up in the palace. It was a very strong, tall building. He would be protected for many days. He angrily waited for Malcolm's army to come. He did nothing but wait and wonder and be afraid. One dark day, a servant came to Macbeth. The servant was pale and shaking with fear. "King Macbeth, the forest is moving. I saw the trees moving. They are coming this way." "Liar!" screamed Macbeth. "If you are lying, I'll hang you from a tree until hunger kills you. If you're telling the truth..." Macbeth stopped shouting. He began to doubt the third spirit's words. He didn't need to be afraid unless the forest moved, they had said. And now the forest was moving. All his plans seemed to be ruined. "If you are telling the truth, then let us find our swords," said Macbeth. "There's no reason to stay here. I am tired of living. I wish to die in battle." Macbeth ran outside his bedroom and the gate of his castle. He looked around at the ground. He saw a strange and frightening sight. The spirit's strange words can easily be explained. When the English army came near to Macbeth's castle, Malcolm had an idea. He told all the soldiers to cut the branches off many trees. Then they would use the branches to hide behind. In this way, Macbeth would not know how many soldiers there were. It would frighten and confuse him. Macbeth's servant had seen this strange sight. So the spirit's words had come true in a strange way. Then a great battle began. Macbeth's army was extremely small. There were not many people who were still his friends. Still, Macbeth was a great warrior, and he fought bravely. He killed many English soldiers before seeing Macduff. He remembered the first spirit's words.
"Watch out for Macduff, the Lord of Fife."
He was afraid and tried to run away. But Macduff saw Macbeth before he could escape.
"Horrible, evil murderer! You killed my family!" shouted Macduff. "Now you will fight me, and then go to hell!"
Macbeth did not want to fight Macduff, because he had already killed his whole family. But then he remembered the spirit's words. that no man who was born from a woman could hurt him. He gave an evil smile.
You're wasting your time, Macduff, said Macbeth. You can't harm me. No man can. I have a magical life. No ordinary man who is born from a woman can harm me.
Fool! Your witches and spirits lied to you, said Macduff, smiling coldly.
Or they did not tell you the whole truth. I was not born from a woman, not like other men. I was cut out of my mother's stomach.
Macbeth was more afraid than ever. He now understood the mysterious wisdom of the witches. They had told him the truth, but it had a very different meaning than what he thought.
Men should never trust witches, he cried. They say one thing, but mean something very different. Oh, horrible life! I will not fight with you, Macduff.
Then live, laughed Macduff. All the people of Scotland will hate you and laugh at you. You will be a prisoner, and we will put a sign around your neck that says, Murderer, thief, he stole King Duncan's crown.
Never! Screamed Macbeth. I will not live to see Malcolm become the King of Scotland. I will not live to be laughed at. Even if the forest walks, I will fight to the death.
And he attacked Macduff. For a long time it seemed that Macbeth would win the fight. But suddenly Macduff cut off the king's head. He gave it to Malcolm. Everyone was delighted to see that Macbeth was dead. That day Malcolm, the dead King Duncan's son, became the good and right King of Scotland. Happily, the witch's words to good Banquo did come true. Banquo's son Fleance had escaped from Macbeth. Fleance's descendants were all good and wise kings. These kings ruled in Scotland, and that family ended with King James I of England. Under King James, the countries of England and Scotland were united.